ऋणमिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषे इतो नृसिंह परतो नृसिंह जतो जतो जामि ततो अन्तर्नृसिंह बहिर्नृसिंह नृसिंहमादिं शरणं प्रपद्ये Today, very auspicious day. The birthday of Prahlad Maharaj. Appearance day of Nisim day. So I came in morning and told that all these speakers, at least not less than 12, more than 12, 20 devotees should explain and speak on the subject. Only, I think it would be better that they have not spoken anything. Oh, a shlok and its meaning given by Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj and his purpose. It was more, lakhs, millions of times better. So, I cannot appreciate what they told bogus here and there out of subjects. I wanted that from beginning, first chapter to last chapter, I also indicated them. But they violated. So I'm very worried. How can they preach? And how can they follow my orders? Especially, this was not day of Jai Vijay. For some
background.
Outlines. Yes. They should have told that, oh, they were also Jai Vishay. Oh, this was enough. But they should have read Bhagavatam and its meaning given by Swamiji. I heard that some bogus speakers also told Raman has 10 heads. What was the purpose of telling all this?
11 heads.
One monkey has.
And also some bogus speakers also told out of subject that Raman was in the swayambar of Sita at the time of marriage. What was the purpose? I don't know. Simply they should read. Oh, that was so much better to glorify. Especially if they have told about the teaching of Prahlad to demons.
Children,
it would be very, I would be happy, very happy. Why they speak out of subject, I don't know. Then how they can preach my mission? They should not speak out of subject any time. I want that. I know that if I have told to Mahabharat to Radha Kanta, Atul Krishna, Prabhu, they had done more better than these speakers. So I don't want in future that they should do like all these things. Unwanted things. I thought that they would read all Bhagavat, that I told, but they never. Perhaps he followed something. Aranya Maharaj also spoke something. But hours and hours out of subject, bogus things, I don't. I think it would be better that you should not speak anything that I have not told. What I have told, you should tell. Otherwise you will speak so much out of and bogus things that is not written in even Bhagavatam, Ramayana or anywhere. So try to follow. Like I never go out of in the subject. And speak which is written thoroughly in Srimad Bhagavatam and acts, not lying, not hearing by anyone, not hearing, only any bona fide. Then I am coming to subject. You should be alert and very careful about this. I am worried for one person so much. And he is here. I don't want to take his name, bogus person. Now, I wanted that all these things should be done. When Prahlad Maharaj went to the school of
Sandam.
And after some time he returned back. And his father was very much angry with Sanda and Amark, Sandamark. And he told that I will take your heads. Why you taught these things? And then, trembling, he told, I am not told like this. I have not told that what Prahlad is telling. I don't know why he is telling himself. You can ask who has taught, myself or another. And then he at once turned to Prahlad and asked, where you have learned? If your these two bogus guru has not told you, then who has told you? And you are telling very boldly all these things. And then Prahlad began to tell. Do you remember this slok? You should speak something. I wanted that this subject should be dealt, but what they do?
Om Gyanade Milam Bhasya Gyanam Jena Shudakya Chakshudam Nidikam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So, what Prahlad Maharaj answered to Hiranyakashipu? Matir na Krishne Parato Satova Mido Vipadyeta Griha Vradana Adanta Govir Vishatam Namishram Oh, my dear father, those persons whose consciousness is not fixed on Krishna, but on other things, even if they take help from others, even if they come together individually, or they can come together collectively in an assembly, they cannot understand actually what is the goal of life and what is their real self-interest. The real self-interest is to engage in Hari Bhajan. And they can never know this, not by all of their endeavors, not by coming together, not by making any committee or group or anything. What is their problem? Oh, they have uncontrolled senses. Those who are Grihavrata, they have taken a vow to remain in this world. Oh, I must take birth after birth in this material world, and somehow or other I will try to find some happiness. This is called Grihavrata or Grihamedi. And following their uncontrolled senses, They repeatedly engage in chewing that which has already been chewed. Some sugarcane has very sweet juice in it, and someone will chew it and extract all the juice and spit it out, and then some dog will come on the street chewing it. And he wants to taste something, some very little, but he's chewing that which has already been chewed. This is the position of those who are trying to enjoy in this material world. There is no rust. There is no real enjoyment in this world. But still, we are very foolishly slaving, working very hard, trying to extract a few drops of pleasure, like one drop of water in a burning hot desert. And following this path, what will be the destination? Adanta gopir vishatam tamishram. Then they enter into the darkest region of ignorance, and they must go to hell to suffer so many reactions for
who,
all of this.
Who will go? Guru and disciple both. They will go to hell, both. And then, nate.
Nate vidu svarta gatim hi vishnum durashaya ye bahirata maninas. Nayatandae rupaniya manas te kishatandhya murudam nivadha. They cannot know what is their real self-interest. Who is the ultimate goal of life, which is to worship the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. And they are instead pinning their all aspirations on false hopes, vain hopes of trying to enjoy in this world. And those things which are external to their real self-interest, those things which have nothing to do with their real self, oh, the body, wife, children, home, family, job, society, all of these things, oh, they are pinning all of their hopes on these things that somehow or other these things will make me happy. And such persons are completely blind. They do not see their real self-interest and they do not see the goal of life. And it is as if they are following other blind persons. If one blind person is following another blind person, what will be the result? They must fall into a ditch. As Gurudev is saying, if Guru is blind, if Guru does not know, all of these things which have been given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for which we have the greatest respect, then Guru, disciple also, must go to hell. If anyone is pretending to be Guru and leading another person, but that person, their eyes are still closed, if they are not seeing, param drishtva nivartate, if they have not actually experienced, if they have not realized who is Brajendra Nandan Sri Krishna, then that person, guru and disciples both, they must go to hell. Because one blind man leading another, this is called in Sanskrit, antaparampara nyaya. It is the logic of the blind leading the blind. And what will be the result? They must stumble into a ditch. Hare Krishna.
No. Oh. Then Hiranyakashipu became very angry. Became very angry. Oh, you want to tell me that I am blind and my guru, Shukracharya and who? Sandamarka. They are bogus persons. They are not intelligent. They don't know anything. You know, only you know more better than them. I will kill you. Then Prahlad Maharaj, what told? Naisha Mati.
Naisha matista vadoru kramangrim skrishantyanarta gamado yadarta
mahiya shambha
dasajo bishekam nishkinjananam navrinita yavat.
Oh yes, you both are blind. Your guru and you. You are demon, I know. So you are blind. And if you are not taking the dust of lotus feet of high qualified Vaishnavas, then your mati, your
intelligence.
How can your intelligence be fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna if you have not bathed in the dust of the lotus feet of any great elevated Vaishnava? It will not be possible. How all of your anarthas will go and how your mind can be fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna unless you have taken shelter If that person wants to be Nishkinchana, actually if they want to become fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna, they must take their bath in the dust of the lotus feet.
Who are Nishkinchan?
Who is Nishkinchan? One who has no possession, whose only possession is Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna Padabjita Taikaridhi. One in whose heart there is that supreme possession, the treasure of the lotus feet of Sri Radha and Krishna. Taking shelter of that personality, only then can we achieve success.
Oh, good. I wanted all these things to be explained here. But bogus speakers, they told so many things out of subject. I don't know how they will preach in future. So I don't want these things. And then what became? What became afterward?
Oh.
He became very angry. And he took his sword and club and wanted to kill him. And he ordered that bring mad elephants, and bring poisonous snakes and throw on him, and they should kill him. Oh, bring poison and give him forcibly. Oh, bring my sister, throw from mountain in ocean. Oh, binding him in any stone piece that he should drown. And they did. Oh, thousands of soldiers came to kill him. But they could not do anything. Then he became fearful. Oh, I wanted to kill him, but he is not going to kill. So it may be that I will be killed by him. And he became very anxious for this. But Shandamark were there. They
console him.
And they told, oh, don't be worried. You have owned Indra, all the demigods. Why you are so anxious? Oh, this is like a mosquito. You can do like this and he will be killed. So wait a little. Our father, Shukracharya, has gone anywhere for meditation. So he will return back and he will make this boy a very good boy. So don't do it. And then they took Prahlad with him. And they took to their school and began to teach again. What teaching? Rajniti. Politics, duplicity,
hypocrisy,
diplomacy, and all of that. How to earn money, how to rule a country,
control.
Yes. Oh, you should. They began. Prahlad, telling nothing. He was remembering his Krishna. One day, the teachers too told Prahlad, we are going for any very important job. So please, for some time, for some hour, you should control all, like monitor. And very soon we are coming. Then they went, and Prahlad, all the boys began to play here, there, and they wanted to go here and there. As a teacher, when he is absent, then boys began to do play here, then, and noise, making noise. They began, Prahlad Maharaj told them, requested them, don't do so. Please hear me. I will tell something that you will be happy in your life. And what? Then Prahlad Maharaj began to tell. What? In brief, something. Have it been told?
No.
They have not touched anyone.
We only came to
bogus thing. I'm very worried. Oh, you should give him.
Oh,
you should try to tell.
Sri Gurudev has ordered me to
only
give a few words.
Sending news will not do.
Prahlad Maharaj told his classmates when his teachers went out for the recess period. They wanted to play, thinking we'll worry about self-realization later when we get too old to do anything else. So Prahlad Maharaj warned them, Komaram acharat pragyam dharmam bhagavatamiha. That is, you should begin right from early childhood to pursue self-realization. Suppose we have 100 years to live. The first 10 years are wasted. Well, the first 50 years out of those 100 years are wasted because one sleeps at night. Then the first 10 years out of the 50 remaining, one plays foolishly as a child. And then the next so many years, he tries to enjoy sense gratification. He gets married, he gets children, he relishes the pitter-patter of the child's feet and the sweet words of his wife, and in this way the next 20 or 30 years are wasted. Then the next 10 years are also wasted, reducing his life to nothing, because as an old person, he simply is attached to the previous years and just reminisces. So Prahlad Maharaj is telling his classmates that don't pursue economic development. Don't pursue attachment to money. That doesn't bring any happiness. Just pursue self-realization. So this was the teaching of Prahlad Maharaj to his students in brief.
More clear. Paranna. More clear. It is not so clear. She should talk, touch the point all.
Ordered me to speak a few words regarding the teachings of Sri Prahlad Maharaj to his school friends. So when the teachers went for a break, all the friends began to play and run around here and there. Prahlad Maharaj called them, "Oh, my dear friends, come on. Please stop playing for a moment and listen to what I have to say." He said, "Oh, now we want to play." He said, "No, please hear. Something very important. Kamara acharat pragyo dharman bhagavatan hitan dolava manasa janma tadapya dhruvam artadam." My dear friends, this human form of life is very, very rarely achieved. After many, many lifetimes, one has a chance to take birth as a human being. And even though this form of life...
Oh, you should think that Prahlad Maharaj is instructing you all. And try to follow in your life all these instructions. And then you should help others. If you are not yourself following, how can you teach others? Go on.
This human form of life is temporary, like the other forms of life that also come and go very quickly. So even though this human form of life is also temporary like them, yet still, it is artadam. It has the facility, it has the power to give something which other forms of life cannot give. What is that? Dharman Bhagavatam Hitan. In the human form of life, one can engage in Bhagavat Dharma, that is Prem Dharma, the loving devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and make a solution to all of the problems of life. They told him, "But Prahlad, we can't do these things when we grow old. Religion is for old people." Said, "No. Kamara acharat pragyo. From the very beginning of your childhood," Kamara means from the age of 5, At once you should take to this. Why? Because if you don't, every moment of your life which is passing, you're collecting so many sanskars, so many impressions. And when we have seen and heard and we have done so many things which are not devotional service, then later in life when we come to practice devotional service, all of those mature activities, all those different types of nonsense, movies and very different things we have seen and nonsense music that we have heard and all foolish so-called recreational activities that we have performed, at that time when we try to chant and remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all of those things will come and fill our hearts. The sound of the children calling and very deep attachment comes to house, to the home, to even to the furniture in the house. How many very deep connections come just by living a materialistic life? So he said, no, at once from your childhood, while your heart is somewhat smooth and not filled with the clutter of so many material experiences, you should spend your time in hearing, chanting and remembering. Otherwise, 50 years of your life will be lost in sleeping. The first 10 years of your life is...
No, after that. Nat prayaso kartavyo.
He told them, na prayaso kartavyo. It is not your duty to work very hard for searching for material happiness in this world. Why? Because all types of happiness, just as distress comes automatically, this happiness, it will come by itself without any endeavor. So if you are working hard in this world in order to acquire for yourself security and comfort and material facility, then you're wasting your time. Because whatever comfort and security and facility will come, anyway it's coming by the laws of karma, as a result of your karma fall. So don't squander your time in this. You should try to attain the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hearing the very bold words of Prahlad Maharaj, his friends were impressed. So they asked him, so how can we do this? How can we follow this path of devotional service?
Have you explained?
Guru Sri Sri Sri.
Oh, the 100 years of... you should tell that.
Otherwise, if you not take to the path of devotional service, what will happen? 50 years of your life will be spent only sleeping. The first 10 years of your life will be squandered only playing games. Because in childhood, we have no good sense to understand what to do and what not to do. Then the next 10 years of your life will be spent in education, trying to learn some skill, some art, some profession, by which you will maintain yourself in your life. So 50 years are gone in sleep. First 10 and then another 10 years in childhood and education. And the last 20 years of life, from the age of 80 to 100, then what can you do? What can you do? You cannot do anything because the body is falling apart. If you try to chant, coughing, mucus, headache, pains here and there, going to the doctor every day, then how will you use your energy and become absorbed in the service of Krishna if you begin at that time? This is quite irrational. If anyone wants to become a lawyer, then they start studying. From the age of 5, they go to school and then college and university, they become a lawyer. No one will tell their children, oh, when you're old, then you should begin to learn. Why? Because at that time, when you're old and you start to learn something, your memory is already finished. You cannot learn or remember anything.
At that time also, how can you give up your newly married wife, weeping small children?
So when you have collected so many material attachments, after that, how will you leave them? How will you give them up? If you will try to leave them anyway, by force they will come into your mind again and again. So don't go in this path. So 20 years...
If your father is too much old, how you can give your children's very small and very lovely speaking, papa, mama, like this? How you can give up then? Your beautiful gardens, beautiful dogs, even. How you can give up then? So, better to give up everything and to chant and remember. And then, stop. Very good.
Thank you.